And we are back, folks. Host John Martin's bringing you more spotlight in the Lowcountry.
He gets surrounded by so many Lowcountry songwriters around, you know, Bob Tobin and Ed Honeycutt and so many other guys in the Lowcountry, Jeep White, and almost all of them, Carol Brown's another one, have a lot of songs about the Lowcountry. So I said, okay, I got to do me a Lowcountry song. So I got to thinking about it. Well, I could do a little, try to do a little cute bluesy thing and talk about different areas of the Lowcountry. And so this is Lowcountry Blues. Pretty simple title, but. Comes up. Gonna ease over to Edisto Beach, get my toes in the sand. Gonna take my old guitar, just kick back if I can. Can sit on the beach all day, ain't no need to get up. I'll just play my old guitar till the sun comes up. This Lowcountry living got me feeling alright. I can be just fine if I can just play my blues all night. Head south to Old Frogmore Town. Got a lot of good friends out there that I like to be around. Gonna party real hard and sing a song into the night. We ain't gonna stop until we see the dawn's early light. Lowcountry living got me feeling all right. Everything's gonna be just fine if I can play my blues all night. This Lowcountry life got me feeling all right. Everything's gonna be just fine if I can play my blues all night.
I think when I first met you, you and Rick Wheeler were playing together some.
We did play a little bit together. And that was way back, way back.
That's been wow,
2011, 2012, something.
Yeah,
like
now, if I remember correctly, I think you had a El Camino.
Yep, still got it.
And what year?
It was 85. It's not old. It was one of the last years.
It's vintage to what it is now.
It's finished for sure now. I think it's got a bad engine. Yeah. But yeah, that was a pretty cool car. Yeah. We're starting to work on it again. It's just an engine problem. If I can get the engine running right, and we'll get it back on the road. It's a fun car to drive. It's like sitting in a rocking chair.
See, and I'd always thought that car, when you do an album cover or CD cover or whatever, that would make a nice photograph car in the background.
Hey, well, look at that for the next one. Look at that for the next one. Is there any other of my songs you'd like to hear, John?
All of them.
So, oh, man.
Whatever you choose.
I'll do this one. I did this one just a couple years ago. I did this one and I was thinking about life one day, and I'm getting up there now, and I was thinking about some of what my life was like growing up and when I got out on my own, and the challenges and the rewards of growing up, getting through life, and then getting old. So, and I think I got a little bit of inspiration from this song from one of Jimmy Buffett's last songs, which is Bubbles Up. And which is basically, if you stay on the right track, you get where you want, or get where you need to be. So, I did this kind of along the same lines, and I was thinking, you know, okay, here's kind of how we get through life, and you just have to keep your belt cinched tight and hang in. So. Get a sip of drink. This is called Buckle Up. He's 18 years old, finally out of school. Where he goes from here, you don't have a clue. College or the Navy, or maybe just get a good job. Find a good wife and have a kid or two, or three. Buckle up, boy, it's all uphill from here. You're headed to who knows where, many things to fear. One day at a time, can't look to the rear. Buckle up, boy, it's all uphill from here. Now life's moving fast and he's busting his, you know what. Kids are all growing up way too fast. Too many pills, not enough thrills. He's just hoping for a raise or two or three. Buckle up, man, we're just racing through here. Looking hard to make ends, no time for the fear. Just hanging on tight, shifting into high gear. Buckle up, man. We're just racing through here. Now his hair's turning white, he thinks he must look afraid. He just counts up the years as they slowly pass by. Family's all gone and he sleeps all alone. Hangs at the bar for a drink or two or three or four. Buckle up, pops, it's all downhill from here. Nothing left to prove, ain't nothing left to fear. You're just hanging on to life and keep the things you love near. Buckle up, pops, all downhill from here. Buckle up, man, it's all a cruising through here. Buckle up, boy, it's all uphill from here.
A lot of truth in that song.
Yeah.
Now, do you play with the group anymore, or you just play pretty much?
No, I don't. I'm playing pretty much by my own now. It's hard to go anywhere anymore. It's maybe the time of year, or maybe I'm just busy. It seems to me the longer I'm retired, the busier I get.
Yeah. And I'm sure when you were younger playing with groups, it was a challenge sometimes just keeping a group together.
It always was.
I know.
It always was. It still is. It's even more so when you're older. Well, when you're young, you don't generally, you usually don't have a wife or kids, or a spouse or kids. I shouldn't stay on the male thing, but usually don't have a spouse or kids or a house payment or.
And you're young enough to load and unload equipment.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yep. Yeah, speaking of loading and unloading equipment, that's another song I wrote. The title track from my CD is called The Good Fight. Mm-hmm. And I drew some from my early days of being on the road with a group, with a rock group, and because we were on the go all the time, all the time. Like I said, we were doing the college circuit, so we were doing sorority parties and stuff like that. We'd head out on a Thursday evening, and we'd play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and drive back home early Monday morning, and then a couple of days off, and turn around and do the same thing again.
So play half the night, yeah.
Hey, play half the night, all night sometimes.
Yeah. You
know, so, that life was not easy, but we were young and bulletproof back then, so.
And you thought you were having a good time.
We thought we were having a good time. We did. Yeah. Burning a candle at both ends.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. All right, so this is called The Good Fight.
Let's that's all right, I'll keep putting up a good fight. That's all right, I'll keep putting up a good fight.
So.
So do you miss those days?
Yes and no.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I like my sleep now.
Yeah.
And I don't like being on the road a lot. So, yeah, I think life catches up with you and the body catches up with you.
And when you're young, it's a different perspective altogether.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big ideas, big dreams, little sense. You just keep going at it. So you play just about 3-4 times a week, don't you? You're somewhere.
Oh yeah,
just
try
about
to
every night.
Try to anyway.
Yeah. Well, I have a philosophy. I know a lot of guys who are out every night.
And I know.
My philosophy is if I am gone every night, it won't be long before my wife is gone every night. So I kind of like the one I got now. So,
yeah.
So
yeah,
I just stay home. I limit myself to a couple nights a week, unless I have a gig, I can go out. But a couple nights a week is my max, and I'm home doing what I ought to be doing.
Yeah. I'm practicing the guitar, right?
Practicing guitar.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are days when I don't even pick up the guitar.
Yeah.
Some days I won't even look at it, but there's other days where I spend most of the day doing it. And if I get inspired to write a song or something like that, I'll be upstairs.
But what's funny about that, when I was young, and I'm sure the same thing with you, when I was out working for a living, then I wanted to play all the time and had to work.
Yeah,
you know?
True. That's true. Yeah. We had the rock band, actually we had the folk group too back in the early 60s, we would get together once a week to try to learn new songs, or to practice a little bit. And but other than that, we didn't even see each other unless we had a gig or had some place to play. So but our memories were a lot better, and our hand-eye coordination was a whole lot better for playing. And so a whole lot different life back then than it is today. So I'm gonna do a song now called Brothers and Sisters. I did this after one of the Frogstock festivals we did down in Beaufort. We just had such a great time, and I think the best thing about musicians is, for the most part, we don't judge each other.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy listening to each other, and we don't try to make something that isn't.
One thing about the frog, start with that Frogmore stew. That was good.
Oh yeah, the food was the best.
Yeah.
Yep, you get fat just looking at the food. It's called Short on the Corn. I don't know if you know Dan Tominski, who was with Alison Krauss, his band, had a little cute little song called The Boy Who Wouldn't Hoe Corn.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice little song, and and from my experiences up in Shenandoah Valley of finding alternative drinks for the weekend. You know, the only thing you need to know about this song is you need corn to make moonshine, I guess. That's about all you need to know. Been out working in the field all day, been working since the day I was born. Well, the crop ain't looking too good this year, we're a little bit short on the corn. A little bit short on the corn. Where there ain't gonna be no shine today, we're a little bit short on the corn. Well, look yonder, boys, tell me what you see. Revenue is coming up the hill. Well, they ain't look all day, they ain't look all night. They ain't ever gonna find my still. We're a little bit short on the corn. A little bit short on the corn. Well, there ain't gonna be no shine today. We're a little bit short on the corn. Well, yonder comes Miss Sally. She's sweet as a Georgia peach. Well, if I can just get this corn to grow, I think she'll marry me. A little bit short on the corn. A little bit short on the corn. Well, there ain't gonna be no shine today. We're a little bit short on the corn. A little bit short on the corn. A little bit short on the corn. Well, there ain't gonna be no shine today. We're a little bit short on the corn.
Probably some people with this on radio audience that might relate to this song.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Here in South Carolina? Come on.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Not here.
Anyway, I thank you for coming out. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it, too. It's great. Let's do it again.
And this is WVFF 97.7. Until the next time.
That's a wrap for this edition of Spotlight in the Low Country. Thanks for listening to the sounds that rise from our soil, our streets, and our stories. Stay tuned for the next episode with John, where the music speaks for itself. This is WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the truth in broadcasting corporation.